Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to bring in one of our friends, Dr. John Littell, after just seeing a video where women are reacting to Trump's advice about pregnant women and acetaminophen. There's videos going around where they're literally like swallowing the Tylenol, like as an anti-Trump type move. And that's why I want to get the good doctor's opinion. Good morning, Dr. John. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yeah, that's quite interesting. I hadn't heard about that phenomenon among women. I'll have to start looking for Tylenol overdoses in patients now. It's an interesting time. Thanks for inviting me on. I've been taking care of pregnant women and for 35 years, deliver babies for a long time. We do a lot of work with fertility care in our practice and helping women naturally. And so therefore, and of course, I've been working with autistic kids, even in New York, we had a program called Therapeutic Recreation. I was every summer, I'd help with the special needs kids in the schools. And it was a great experience it was to prepare me for being a doctor. But all that said, you know, now I have to say I was a bit blindsided by this as well. We've been talking vaccines, right, and autism. And the thought is, you know, you've got what looks to be a perfectly healthy child going through 4, 6, 9, 12 months of age. And then, lo and behold, between 1 and 2 years of age, all of a sudden you see a tremendous arrest of development, all right, which then turns into the autism diagnosis. And everyone that has an autistic child or knows one knows exactly that's how it works, right? They're rolling over, they're doing normal things, and then they stop doing normal things. Well, it is kind of stretching a little bit the brain in pregnancy for a headache. You know, a couple of times could do anything to that baby. And quite honestly, that's not what they are at all saying. So there's been some tremendous misinterpretations of the whole Tylenol thing. The reality is, and I haven't had this, I haven't had women who've had to take Tylenol for weeks on end during pregnancy that I've cared for. But they're talking about higher than usual exposures to acetaminophen or Tylenol. And here's the rub. It's not just that in and of itself. It somehow is related to the metabolism of folic acid, folate. I'm sure you heard a little bit about folic acid in the conference and the fact that they were using a medication, possibly leucovorin, which is related to folic acid, to possibly reverse some of the neurological damage that was done to these children.
Right.
So it's complicated because, yeah, I mean, a woman taking 2 Tylenol for a headache at, you know, 5 months of pregnancy or 2 months or 9 months is not going to affect that child. I'm 100% confident of that. We're wondering if daily exposure to acetaminophen interferes with the ability of folic acid to get into the developing nervous system. Let me talk just a second about why folic acid is so important. The whole idea of women taking folic acid really came into play in the 1960s when they realized that spina bifida and other what are called neural tube defects, developments of the nervous system in the baby, were caused by deficiencies of folic acid in women. All right, so that's why the prenatal vitamins that women take are very high in folic acid. And we can go on and on about what's happened in our diets, right? And that's led us to deplete women of vitamins and other things that have happened, women and men both. So we're looking closely at that area of the development of the nervous system of the child within the womb and afterwards. And there is evidence, scientific evidence, that acetaminophen somehow interferes with folic acid metabolism taken on a daily basis. Then the second question, the second part of that is it also related to whether you're giving the child Tylenol, you know, every time they have a fever? You know, and I say to people, don't treat fever, because fever is your friend in children, except in the first 6 weeks of life with a baby, your brand new babies. After 6 weeks, fever is your friend. Fever is your immune system fighting the infection, the same way we talked about COVID all that time, right? You know, get the infection, get over the infection, let your immune system be healthy. So I would have to say there's probably an overuse of Tylenol in some populations, but dang it, the research should be pretty simple. You know, to me, you could just do a retrospective analysis of every autistic child out there. I'm going to start doing it with my population in my own practice and ask those moms, you know, do you remember consuming Tylenol, you know, on a daily basis during pregnancy? I don't think has even been done yet. That's an easy scientific analysis that could be done.
Yeah, but then, doctor, you know, of course, you know, there's so many variables. What if the person, actually, their diet was very rich in folic acid, they were taking prenatals, maybe they overcame the high doses of Tylenol, but other women who are already deficient, maybe those are the ones that would suffer. But at the end of the day, what advice would you give, say, you know, advice to me? It sounds like you're saying, hey, look, if you really need it, if you really have, you know, headache and Tylenol seems to be the only thing that remedies that, you know, cautiously you could use it, but avoid it if you can. Is that good information?
Yeah, well, and the reason to say it that way is because we've been saying for decades that ibuprofen and the Aleve and the Naprosyn and Naproxen, we try to avoid during pregnancy because they interfere with the development of other chemical prostaglandins that are important for the baby's development. So for decades, we have been telling women who are pregnant to avoid the use of aspirin, ibuprofen, Naproxen, they call them NSAIDs, and stay with the acetaminophen because it is, quote-unquote, safer. If you need it sporadically, even Jay Bhattacharya, the head of NIH, who I know well, and then, of course, others have said that they're not trying to tell people to stop taking Tylenol. They're looking at a pattern of taking it regularly. But it still doesn't exclude the culpability of the vaccine industry. I'm still going to go with the fact that the overwhelming number of vaccines we give kids at different ages, 2, 4, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18 months, 7 shots at a time or 7 different vaccines at a time with 2 shots, yeah, that's just too much for their nervous system and their immunological systems to handle. So I'm still going to look at that. I'm still putting that at the top of my list, but there's other environmental, nutritional factors. So, yeah, a lot going on there. At least we're asking the questions. I thought it was an embarrassing moment for Donald Trump to have to answer scientific and medical questions.
Yeah.
That really should not have happened.
Yeah, I felt a level of discomfort there as well. I can only imagine you being a trained physician for so many years and your take on it. That, Dr. John, that's why we always like to connect with you and get the real deal. And we always appreciate the information.
You got it. And listen, about the First Lady, Greg was telling me about the whole nitrous oxide.
Yeah.
That took me back to Cornell 1970s and Whippets. does that ring a bell with any of you guys?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, these smart dudes at Cornell, when I went there, I'm this naive, you know, red, white, and blue, you know, all-American kid kind of naivist. And these kids were doing what they call Whippets. They were taking whipped cream canister cartridges of nitrous oxide, and it was all over the dormitories in the 70s. It's laughing gas. Kids got a high on it quickly. They would talk with a high-pitched voice and all that stuff. It was cute, but it was really, I mean, whoever thought of it is crazy to me that they're depleting their brain of oxygen. Here you got Cornell. These are supposed to be smart kids. But anyway, that's what the First Lady was, DeSantis is talking about. You know, these things are out there in the general public, and the laughing you might have heard about nitrous oxide in the news. Yeah, I think it's worth looking at, and these kids don't know what they're doing to their brains, which is usually the case with kids.
Well, it's the same kids that are going to vape shops. That's where they're finding it, so I guess they're not all that concerned about perhaps maybe what they're inhaling to begin with.
There you go. Right. It's just I'm a big conspiracy theorist. I feel like this attack on our youth is orchestrated by someone who knows darn well what they're doing. I'm glad that we're trying to nip some of these things, or not so much in the bud, or at least addressing them publicly. So, yeah, Tylenol is not arch enemy number one. There's a lot of worse enemies out there than Tylenol. Let me just leave that as a closing message. We got a lot more work to do addressing a lot of other harms for our children and pregnant women and the autism. I think we're starting to ask the questions. I think we're going to get some answers if we just press and start doing these analyses like I suggested.
Well, we love our healers. We love you, Dr. John. Keep up the good work, my friend.
All right. You too. Always appreciate having a voice. God bless. Stay healthy. Bye-bye.
All right. Dr. John Littell has his own practice, and he has been with us since the very, very beginnings of COVID, just as calling in, lending information, and he was just right.
Yeah,
on
so many things.
Everything.
Yes.
So that's why we have this great and strong connection, and we appreciate it very much.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.